My phone rings.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Lose inches in hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more, spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Credit terms arranged.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that? Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantized, pitch-corrected, notably inspected, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
Oh. Oh. Hey, this program is made possible in part by the Times Independent, Moab's award-winning community paper. The Times Independent is committed to in-depth coverage of local government, social issues, and community events. The Times Independent thanks readers, subscribers, and advertisers for making it all possible. Yeah, and they make it all possible for us every Wednesday. Is when their Thursday edition comes out, I think. Anyway, thank you, Times Independent. I'm DJ DOG. We got Freeze in the house. We got this special guest, Solaris Blue Raven. She will be talking with us here in just a few more minutes. We're getting a few technical difficulty things wrapped up and MacGyvered and wiped up and all that good stuff. And then, heck, you never know. We may have a special DJ on tonight. Yeah, you never know. Y'all stick around. We got more better music coming your way right away.
Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east and far.
Oh, mercy, mercy me.
Mercy.
All things and what they used to belong. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they wish to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Thank you. Junction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, Junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, Junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And, but, and, or, get you pretty far.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cards to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak, although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, Junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, Junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, Junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there.
Can you hear? Can you hear me now? Everybody good over there?
Am I good? You got level? Yeah, good. That's it right there.
There's some applause for you.
This one off the new album is called The Ocean.
Yeah, The Ocean.
Ocean.
All right. Well. Oh, just like that, I should have prayed. Well, it's time.
It is.
We have reached the midnight hour. Even though it's 1 a.m. ish, but we're there now. We have arrived at the Solaris Blue Raven. So,
yes, it's that time.
What time is it?
Literally
4:30. It's not late. No,
no, it's early.
Early. Early. All right. Well, we got Solaris Blue Raven in the house, and me and Freeze are going to. But we're going to tag team her. Are we allowed to say things like that on the air?
Of course we are.
That's an innuendo. And it's coming through your window. So maybe you ought to close your window. All right. Eye of the remote. Black operations in areas beyond 52. Now, see, this is probably where, like, I should have a bio of you for some reason. I feel like I ought to start talking about your karate, I don't know if that's actually it. I know you're like a black belt or something, aren't you?
That's correct.
It's like a euphemism.
She's got a black belt and badass.
It's like a euphemism. My kung fu is stronger than yours.
Okay. It is. I got front desk foo.
Front desk foo?
Yeah. You got to get closer to the mic.
I hear that's very intimidating.
It is.
It is, yeah.
Front desk food. It's better than my craftsman food. That's my backup plan. All right, well, in the world that you are, I don't know, I guess you're still in this.
Yes.
So would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself right away to clue everybody in and and then talk about breaking boards. We want to do that too.
Oh, I can talk about martial arts.
But you gotta get closer to the mic, miss.
Okay,
it's okay, and you can pull it closer to
mic.
You, baby.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay. It's all right. We can turn the lights down if you'd like. I like the little X file in the background. Isn't that cool?
It's perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right, well, it's this book. It just came out in August 2008, and it was your second book.
That's
is that
correct.
Right?
Actually, it just came out in September, but yes.
September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. September of 08. That's awesome.
Right.
This thing's so hot, it's burning up in my hands.
It is.
I've never had a book that new. How about you, Freeze?
Hey, I don't know. I'm kind of a book geek. I get a lot of new ones. I read a lot.
All right. I got you. So who is Solaris Blue Raven?
Who is Solaris Blue Raven? Well, I'm an author, a natural psychic, a natural clairvoyant, someone who's been inducted into special operations, black ops, and was tagged in 2004 with a voice-to-skull communication system, amongst other things. And since then, I've been navigating through these projects, decoding them, and writing about them, and also doing other things with my life, which includes healing arts, martial arts training, and teaching, for the most part.
Brilliant. So, when was the last time you broke a board?
It's been a while, a couple years, but okay. I can definitely break another one, I'm sure.
All right, just checking. She's sitting in the studio with a few different Moabite freaks, so it's good to know that she's got her black belt and badass.
The last martial arts I tried was jiu-jitsu, and you got to be really comfortable with your sexuality in jiu-jitsu, but that's why I say I didn't go to my ninja training today. I didn't go to kickboxing today.
It's about being close, jiu-jitsu.
Whole lot of...
I'm too homophobic for that.
I thought I was, and it was like, when you start doing it, it was like, it's okay, I'm wrestling.
Yeah, I'm like, is that a knee pad, or are you just happy to see me?
My jiu-jitsu instructor was 6'5" and 350 pounds.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's a big guy. It's like riding a horse.
Is that lucky? I'm with that. My trainers were about the same size.
You're very
but
lucky.
They eventually, the first thing they taught me actually was control and the guillotine choke. That's that's the first thing I was taught.
And the rear naked choke's really nice, too.
We didn't ever made it that far. We just went into that little bit to how to work a control and how to use it to get out.
You see, he has the death touch on you, which is scary.
Oh. I got the guillotine and the rear naked choke. I got trophies for wrestling now. I got them. Don't make me pull out my trophies. I even got a few kisses with my trophies. Yeah, but because I was homophobic, I like to get those matches over with as quick as possible. Yeah. Like some guy in those short things rubbing all on me. Like, oh! Okay. I got a penny right now. Get him off of me.
Yep. Go take a shower to get the gay off you because it's
sticky. All right. You know, the things that we say and do on here. We apologize for that. But we assume you're an adult if you're listening to this radio show. And speaking of being an adult, we need to move on.
Transmute, mutate.
So we do the what now. What is going on?
On a bigger scale?
Well, I guess you might want to dumb it down because...
I don't have any stupid pills tonight.
I'm at Moab.
I'm trying really hard to downshift. Let's see here. Well, I mean, if we can start from A to Z, but, you know, literally, if people were to look at what's going on a bigger scale, obviously there's things going on behind the scenes that no one in our normal society pays attention to. The voice-to-skull communications is actually a very lethal weapon. It's called a non-lethal assault weapon. And it's done through an electromagnetic field tagging. This type of communication system, you know, you can use it for many different things. Unfortunately, it's being used as a negative and as an assault weapon. People are suffering from it. Some people have committed suicide over it, and it's not being addressed in our governments, and it's being overlooked deliberately. So, but it's part of the, I don't want to call it agenda, but it is part of an agenda of Project Bluebeam and some other projects that are just now starting to surface.
And this is, you know, a technology that is that we're talking about. This is something that people are actually just plugging into like 110 and making this happen. This is, you know, not clairvoyant by
it's a machine based telepathy. Yeah,
isn't that just crazy to think about? and I guess that can affect a lot of things.
It affects everything. It can affect people's lives, families, jobs, futures, belief systems. It literally is a brainwash.
Could it affect Wall Street?
Everything. It's a collapse. It's a collapse of everything. But also, it's used as tactical warfare. It's almost a necessary evil at this point because it's gone so far. With these projects have gone so far that they're really starting to take effect into society. Yet most society is not aware of them. You'll see a lot of people, you know, being affected by them, and probably not getting diagnosed correctly.
And not only are there the black op type of situations, there's also just like private civilians that's got a hold of this technology right?
Yeah. There's actually a lot of, cyber terrorists, a lot of people that can get into the system and use it to terrorize their neighbors. I mean, that's a low level But there are other people who are actually high profile, who have a lot of money, who can invest in these things that have been using it. And they're using it as tactical warfare. They're getting away with it because nobody believes the person that's complaining or, you know, filing whatever charges against the other party. Unfortunately, you know, these have deep pockets. The people that are doing this have deep pockets, and they can cover them, you know, what they're doing very easily. One thing I wanted to mention about the MyLabs and things like that, most people who get abducted or claim they're abducted are not actually abducted by extraterrestrials, but actually abducted by military designed in format of as being an extraterrestrial. So you'll see a lot of people believing that they were on these ships, well, actually they're being inducted into the Cywar programs and they using psychological warfare on a lot of people. And I want to make that clear because a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people think they're really getting in, you know, connecting into these extraterrestrials. Well, right now our government and certain agencies are misusing a lot of technology to create that.
And this is probably stuff that's been working on since World War II.
And before. Yeah, actually, the more research I do, the more I'm very clear that as we, you know, if you look at this planet in multi-universal consciousness, this planet is, we're capable of multi-universal consciousness, which means multidimensional travel in consciousness. We have many gateways and ley lines on this planet where we can do interdimensional travel. What I've noticed about these projects is that they're mapping what's going on energetically with the planet and then using it as a weapon against civilians and whatever else. So it's kind of like a time machine, in a sense, a man-made time machine that's used. And they use the mind as part of that.
Wow. And I know a little bit about those ley lines from a cat named Edward Leedskonen, that guy. I don't know. Y'all should Google him. Edward Leedskonen. Anyway, he could do miracles. One little guy moving tons and tons of coral rock.
Google's good.
Google. But don't get any on
just
you,
don't
baby.
Get it on you.
There we go again.
Yeah, I guess that's an old, old joke, but it's just funny to me every time. It's kind of like, well, I won't do it because we have Solaris in the house.
Oh, please.
We start using schoolyard humor around here sometimes.
Oh, I can handle it.
But no, we'll pass. Maybe a little later. Right now, it's just not fun. But you know, we're waiting on maybe DJ Karma. Looks like Tom Bosley or something over there, doesn't it? From Charlie's Angels or something. Angels.
He's big on angels.
All right, so you got both private and government working on, you know, just about anybody, I guess, they can tag, right, is what you like to say. And you just don't know. And I'm sure there is a group of people now that have gotten together. I mean, surely there's somebody you can get a hold of who's also been tagged.
Right. I have a lot of people contact me in the past. Actually, I've had a lot of people email me. And I'm starting a nuclear heaven type of website designed to just get everybody starting to communicate and connect. So that's where it's at right now. But I've had a lot of people contact me. And like I had mentioned before, it can get very serious because the voice to skull becomes such an interrogation. You know, people have to understand it doesn't stop. It's a nonstop verbiage, and it also maps everything you're looking at. So you have a narration that's not yours of everything you're seeing and experiencing. You're literally animated. The one person that was had been suffering for several years had just committed suicide. That was last month. I mean, this is serious, and yet you're not hearing about it. And that's why I'm addressing it, and I feel very, very guided to put the information out that nobody's willing to really do. I mean, there are some people out there who will go up and speak about it, but I've yet to see them in mainstream media. You're not going to see them there. So I really actually thank both of you for allowing me this opportunity and Moab to come out and talk about it.
Oh, and we're going to put this online.
It'll be online.
Thank you.
Anybody can get to it. And I know that that MK Ultra,
mm-hmm.
What was that? There was one guy who brought that up because when I started looking into you, I saw him and it led to some other lady who had been secretly programmed for years.
There's quite a few.
I can't think of. There's one guy out of Texas.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll Google it later.
I'm trying to think of who it is because I had a couple.
I want to say Howard Hessman, and I know that ain't right.
Does it start with a G and end with a W?
And then there's that guy.
Yeah, there's that guy.
Oh.
What about that guy?
Is there any. Can they control the elections? Does it matter
Absolutely.
Who we're voting for? Is it really a difference? Can you
Everyone
have any insight into that? I mean, I know it's, you're a lot more than just, you know, this this technological beaming that's going on and tagging.
Right.
And is there somewhere out there? Is it going to be George W. Bush again?
Well, you know, he's already set the pace for what's going to happen on a planetary level. He's already been connected into to areas in government and across the globe. That's already set, not necessarily the fate of this planet, but has changed the pattern of what's going on. And a lot of it has to do with what I've been exposed to with the non-lethal weapons. People that are being indoctrinated into government right now, the people that are running in the White House, I mean, the Republican parties, Democratic parties, they're all going to be indoctrinated into the MKUltra to some extent. The wives will always get indoctrinated into what they call Project Bluebird, which is, you know, Stepford kind of programming, where, you know, you're censored. Your mind is censored about what you do, what you say. This has been going on for a long time, mind you. This isn't something that's just all of a sudden. What's happening is that it's escalated, and it's gotten to a point where it's out of control. I just happened to get plugged into this thing, and, you know, being very anti-established on many levels, I really fought it. I understand that not many people survive things like this, and they don't, you know, literally don't live very long. So for me, it's been a blessing to be able to ascend out of a lot of this stuff, but I'm still, you know, like I said, I still have a lot of things in my fields that I'm very clear on contain things from my labs and these type of areas.
And
that answers the question.
Yeah. It's
I'm not going to tell you who to vote to or vote for.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell y'all who to vote for. Don't vote for those two jokers. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Well, I don't know. I like to say also it doesn't really matter, but it does.
It does.
It does.
And, you know, the issues, they're all important. This is a horrible time for, you know, the rest of forever right now. It seems like forever could be just a horrible thing. And it's a shame that I don't think any of us feel comfortable with it. I mean, especially maybe the people in this room, and I'm sure there's some of those people that are just out there. You know, I hear them, you know, the Bush people, or, you know, you hear them like they're a Dallas Cowboy fan, rah, rah, Bush, you know, and you hear the Obama ones, you know, and you're still hearing the Clinton ones, and that's kind of funny.
It's the same pattern, though. You know, it's the same pattern. It's all part of the illusion. You know, it's always a distraction. Even our governments have been a distraction. You know, they're focusing on the economy right now and this and that, and they're talking about things that, yes, they're serious, but at the same time, there's this huge, huge agenda going on that's taking down everything. And most people are not plugged into that part of it and don't understand it. That's the part that has to do with non-lethal weapons and controlling and manipulating the masses through a lot of different forms of technology, which takes your freedom away. America has lost its freedom, and I don't really truly feel like people understand that, but it's truly gone.
Oh yeah, if you don't believe me or Solaris, go check out Alex Jones, and he'll show you the paperwork on it, and he'll highlight it for you if you need to. It's amazing that what's written down in these laws and doctrines and bills and this so forth and so on and lawyer talk. Gotta see it. It's amazing. It's frightening.
Yeah, we only have one left that haven't taken away.
It's so scary. We should have like a Vincent Price laugh right
now.
Oh,
I love Vincent Price. Do you have?
I'm sure you can get it.
Yeah, you can get it. You can Google that.
I can't.
Good old Vincent.
Anyway, that's what you seems like there ought to be some guy standing behind Bush like Vincent Price.
I believe that's Cheney, isn't it?
You know, just a little pale. We can get him going. If we could just get a cape around Cheney's head. God, that guy's got a big head.
Yep.
And you know, if anybody's got one of those machines at his house, it's probably Dick Cheney.
Oh, you know, he's plugged in. He's plugged in.
You imagine who he's messing with.
Well, you know,
and
what's really funny is it's an embarrassment him being with his lineage to be involved in these assault programs, which, you know, like I said, you know, the Jews were tortured by many different forms of technology, and, you know, it's amazing to me to see people approach this and support the abuse and tactical technological warfare against the mind. It's just amazing to me that people actually think it's okay to do this. And they are the ones in government. They are the ones in the illusion of control.
See, and that scares me because Obama's related to Cheney on his mother's side.
Fascinating.
She'd be more concerned about the vice president on the other side, or the wannabe vice president, Stepford Mom.
I don't think they really stand a chance.
You know, she's an embarrassment to women, and I'll say it point blank because nobody else will. But I'm.
Oh no, I heard a woman today tell me that she said the women need to even stay out of politics. She's like, I know that doesn't sound right.
This is why women are not respected. You know, there she is.
I mean, she can skin a moose, I hear.
Oh wow! Hey.
Oh.
I'm impressed. She can find Russians from her territory too. How about that?
See, I've had women tell me that they don't think women should be president because they don't think they can handle the job emotionally. They don't think they're emotionally tough enough.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I've had some.
I think women are some of the most evil people you can ever meet in your whole wide world.
I think I should run for president. Okay.
See, me and Craig are running next time.
Okay, I'll support you on that.
We're running on the no BS
no
platform.
BS platform. We decided that being president is too big a job for one person, so you have to have two.
That's true.
And we're going to turn the White House into a museum and pull up a trailer park trash camper in the front lawn and live like kings.
And we're going to mow it ourselves to save some money.
Take care of business.
No, I think you should have a big old solar roof. I think the roof should come off the White House completely.
DC ought to just go. There's a lot of BS there. We ought to just sell it and pay off the debt and
pay off China. Yeah,
you know.
Well, China owns the United States.
Well, we're going to give them the White House and what all it represents, and take care of business. That's right. What my plan, Solaris, was to buy back America. Okay. I say we get all this money, we go find out who's actually in charge, whether it's Cheney or Rumsfeld or whoever it is that's really in charge, and say how much you want.
I agree.
And then we'll just take pitch-ins.
I mean, that's how you do business where I come from. You go find a guy in charge and say, hey, what the hell? Let's talk business.
Monopoly.
Yeah, what do you want? I want America.
It's kind of like global domination, isn't it? You know, remember, I used to play that game, global domination.
You know, I played, Risk?
Yeah, that's the same thing,
Risk. I won every game.
Yep, the territories.
My gosh. Bet it all, baby. Didn't like anybody. But anyway, that's how you play the game. And we're too civilized. Now, I've been pretending for many years now that I'm civilized. You know, trying to fit in with the rest of you all. And it turns out, I really didn't need to do that.
Yeah, you probably don't want to be like them. A lot of people. Well,
you know, but that's it. You know, we've been civilized. We're all trying to play fair. And that's, you know, playing fair is being civilized. And it's, you know, they're not being fair. And I guess there's really not a whole lot you can say except, hey, man, that ain't fair. You know, and these guys are just going to give you a pacifier.
Or a little fuzzy teddy bear and a psychologist to sit there and take notes. And
yeah, well, that's
play
cool
little
too.
Games. And
maybe show me pictures.
And then you have to define the pictures, and then it'll go back to a false childhood you never had. That's another thing too. They insert false memories of false childhoods. There's these things that they do with false memories that have no validation whatsoever. That's just part of the project.
Well, that'd be kind of cool. I've got some memories I need wiped out.
Well, you know, there's good and bad in every situation, but I've been through the dark side of it, so.
Well, I make light of things like that, but that's because I've never experienced anything like that.
And you don't want to.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, that would piss me off, and mm-hmm. I hate how you...
like and hate.
I like and hate it. You know, like, I love it and hate it. You know, how you just kind of... threw yourself in. Okay, I'm in. I love you. And I'm like, what the hell? I would be going in Rambo style, you know, when they weren't looking in their little head and to cut something off.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it pushes your buttons. It pushes your patience. And but you learn and on a discipline level to ascend. I mean, I've learned to navigate, but it's, you know, there's things that just keep rolling. You know, they just keep rolling and rolling and rolling. And of course, when they're mapping your brainwaves, your body never shuts down unless you're in a coma. I mean, and even then, you're still running. So these things that map your brainwaves, these communication systems, I mean, they're creating the mapping, and then they're, you know, interfacing it onto their computers and creating a feedback. So you never can escape that which they've created. It's like an alternate aspect of you, but it's really not you. It's a separate entity created by them trying to mirror you in a mimic. And it's really strange how they do it. But, you know, I've learned to disconnect from it. However, it's still not acceptable, you know. These things are not acceptable.
It's an invasion.
It's more than an invasion and a violation. And if anybody, you know, whines about their civil rights and this and that, I'm like, you guys know nothing unless you experience these projects. And then you can come forward and really start talking about it. And if you notice during the elections, nobody's talking about MKUltra. No one addresses anything to either one of these guys. If they did, the game would be over immediately. How are they going to respond to this? You know, when civilians that live in America get attacked in their own residence with these lethal assault weapons and nothing gets addressed, it gets shoved under the carpet. It's amazing. And it's done every day.
Well, yeah, we would probably have to go and get a super friendly free lawyer to dig for that loophole for discovery of something.
Right. And most of the lawyers won't. They back away from it very clearly.
Well, yeah.
Because of the, you know, because of the contacts.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, it would rock the world. Could we, in this giant plan that's going on of deceiving everyone, you know, and I'm sure just the ultimate goal is they get to own everybody and everything, and they get to be, you know, owners and we're slaves, or, you know, okay, you get to rule the world. All right, Ming the Merciless. Just a different version. You know, what if there is just that one little trip, their Achilles heel? It seems like, you know, you never get to rule the whole world. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
There's
somebody, where is our, I always wondered, where is our superheroes? Where's
here
that?
I am.
We got the Illuminati, the ones that, where's the secret ones that are watching these people?
Exactly.
Aren't they out there? Have they been all disconnected? Are there somebody with the roots, you know, that go all the way back to the Egyptian times when some of this stuff started, I guess?
Right. And I mean, I can honestly tell you from my celestial heritage, I'm very clear on who and what I am. And I'm very clear on the programs that hit me. And the one thing I can tell you about, if we look at a planetary ascension, if we look at ascension in the terms of ascension and planetary ascension, and how people, the masses in general, every person on this planet's DNA is going to activate and on a higher level of their divinity. And as that happens, they become more clairvoyant, more psychic. Naturally, their light body goes online. As that happens, these communication systems start to map all this and start to interface it onto their communication system and then create their blue beam, their Project Blue Beam. It's basically a false ascension project that they're working on. It's designed to sway the masses and deter spirit and their consciousness, basically, is what they're doing. They're trying to drain the psyche of the individual from fully ascending into their divine ascension blueprint, so to speak. I mean, it may sound a little technical, but that's truly what's going on a planetary level. And it does go way back beyond, I mean, since this planet was formed and beyond. And this planet doesn't belong to man. I mean, you know, whoever thought that this planet belongs to them, it just doesn't. You know, this is an ascending planet. And we have, you know, it's a blessing for people to incarnate here, to dwell on this earth. And you look and see what they've done to it and how much devastation has happened. So many wars in the name of God or this or that. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And if that's not bad enough, they've got to enforce their own personal will onto the masses with this type of device and blame it on extraterrestrials. That's what really annoys me, because it has nothing to do with extraterrestrials. This is a man-made project. Making a mockery of spirit and extraterrestrials, actually.
So isn't that David Icke? Isn't that his name? Because mm-hmm. He talks a lot about where the MK Ultra and the Anunnaki come together as one with the clairvoyancy and ascension, but also with what would be the best way to say it? Almost like a colony of ancient Anunnaki that still live and deal with the government, because all government officials are Anunnaki. Well, is what they're saying.
I've heard that part of it too. I'm a firm believer that the celestial races, which we are descendants of, by the way, I mean, you know, the soul's essence of origin. If anybody believes they have a soul or any part of divinity within their own embodiment, we're all connected to the universe. We're all interconnected on to every universe and star system, and we carry that communication with us on a natural level. It's in our cells and our atoms, the history, whatever you want to call it. And that activates. I mean, as everything ascends in different star systems and universes, we ascend with it as a species. So that's normal. Some of the things I've been seeing with the Anunnaki and things like that, I'm really kind of swaying more towards the MyLabs with that, because I truly feel that they're using species in representation or misrepresentation to assault the masses. And like I said, I've talked to enough people who really believe they were abducted by extraterrestrials, and I know without a doubt that it's not an extraterrestrial, that it's actually a man. And when you use Psywar exercises, you can create anything. I mean, you can create any design. It can be an angel, it can be a demon, it can be a relative. Some of the voice-to-skull modulations they used on me was my mother's voice when she transferred out, and I knew it wasn't my mother. I mean, this is like the Terminator, where they can disguise and do voice modulation and then create a feedback. Well, can you imagine somebody who has no idea about this technology and believes that their mother or their grandmother's talking to them from beyond the grave? That's some heavy stuff. It's scary, yeah. And what it is that it will guide them in life, it will misdirect them in life, and eventually, probably, in an area they don't want to get pulled into. I was smart enough when this happened. I fought it the whole way. I argued it and said, this is not what it is, this is not what it is, this is man-made, that's not my mother. I would just completely get in their face about it. And they knew that I wasn't going to surrender, I wasn't just going to lie down and take it. And, you know, things happen. I mean, you know, you get put on a special list, but at the same time, you know, I'd much rather have integrity and go forward with the information than lie about it. I can't imagine people doing this for a living and thinking it's okay to go to the office every day when they're doing this. I just can't imagine a lifestyle like that. I would never want to live a lifestyle like that. Can you imagine making a living out of torturing people?
That's
pretty pathetic. No, it's not.
Well, you know, you have to invent some laws to make it legal. And to make it right, you know, then as long as it's some waterboarding.
That's worse than waterboarding. And even then it's like, you know,
I hate to think that torture is something that we have to do. You know, since we're wonderful America, we should be able to find a different way than torture. Now, I know there's a lot of rednecks or whoever out there that think, you know, well, we got to find out, so we got to beat it out of them. Well, you know, that's a good way to get information, I'm sure. You know, you beat on me long enough, I'll get something out.
Well, and it's narcissistic, too. When you look at it, they're actually enjoying, they're deriving pleasure from harming somebody, and that's the sick part of it. And it does kind of remind me of the old days in the witch hunts. You know, whether you confess or you don't confess, they're going to kill you anyway. They're committed to their their misperceptions. You know, and they don't care. They don't care if your answer is yes or no. They just want to hurt you and destroy you. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, you know, I'm a firm believer on you're innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. And then you should be proven without a shadow of a doubt in this country. And when we get away from that, it's scary. When we can go put people, and I don't care who they are, but there's a bunch of guys that are Arab that are stuck down in some dungeon somewhere. Lord know what being done to them. Now, I don't know what these guys have done, but you got to show me some proof. You got to show. If, you know, that's just bull crap. Otherwise, if you just, yeah, I know. Just because I know. And I can't show you that because somebody will go to hell or get caught or whatever. You got to have proof, damn it. And that's it. It's America or it's not America.
I agree. And then a lot of it is, you know, they're paid to lie. I hate to say it, and people must be very naive to think that everybody tells the truth. Governors, governments, you know, senators, presidents, they lie. You know, how clear does it have to be for everybody to understand that the military will lie to your face, the police departments will lie to your face? They do not tell the truth. It compromises their brotherhoods. That's the bottom line. And I'm not trying to push them in a space of judgment. However, it's been my experience with these projects. Those are the culprits who are abusing the privilege of having power. And it's more than annoying.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can go on YouTube right now and find John McCain, Obama videos of what they've said. I will never. And then having another video saying something just the opposite. The same guy in a different town. And just over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Lies and contradictions in these videos. And it's not special editing. It's what they're saying, you know. And it's just fascinating how many lies that these guys can propagate.
It's pathetic. And I have to honestly tell you, I'm embarrassed for the United States of America right now. It makes me want to leave the country. I mean, I'm completely embarrassed about the people we have running for our government, what we've done with our government, the fact that we are doing these horrible things to our civilians. Nobody pays attention to it. It's not being addressed. It's not, you know, what is everybody on? It really makes me wonder what society is lulled into that they just don't pay attention.